from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
How do we get ourselves in these messes? Do you realize what we have to do today? We have to wrap up something we did last week before we can wrap up something we did the week before. How does that happen?
We got to wrap up what we didn't wrap up so we can wrap up what we're supposed to wrap up, which we didn't wrap up, that we got to wrap up.
Yes.
Type of thing?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Alrighty. Well, let's wrap her up. What are we doing? By the way, happy Monday, everyone.
You and your happy Mondays.
Happy, you know what?
That's a oxymoron, or something like that.
We have the greatest message on planet Earth. We're bragging about God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the accomplishments and all that God has given to us.
That's true.
The things that God has given to us as we find revealed in the letters of Paul. How can you not just say, you know what, even though I'm in pain or I don't have a lot of money and I'm wondering how to pay the bills, my children are sick, man, it's all going to end up good. And it's all going to end up good.
It does make a huge difference having an expectation.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's not just a theory. When you're with this stuff all the time like we are, I mean, we're studying it. Even when we're not here, we're studying and we're reading the Word, and we don't just do it to get smarter.
Yeah.
I do it for help. Help.
Yeah,
help.
That's right.
Help.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't do this. I don't study to teach. I just study because I want to learn about God, and God teaching me stuff, and it helps me in life. And you know, listen, when we say these things, we're not those... You know, those fakers who always speak in holy language. Listen, man, when I stub my toe, I use four-letter words. Okay? I do that. And I have a beer once in a while. I'm a normal guy, and I'm going through life, but I have an expectation. I know a God who's met me where I'm at. He's the creator and sustainer. He's upholding all things by His powerful declaration. And, man... It's all going to work out.
Yeah, when I listen to the radio, I don't turn on the Christian stations because I don't listen to many hymns. I'm not into hymns, really.
I don't either.
But I like this one hymn that goes, I'm not going to sing it, because something about the things of the world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Yeah,
I love that because the things of this world, you want them to go dim because the things of this world are very, whether it's in your personal life or whether it's in your professional life,
yeah,
or whether it's just you're reading the newspaper, that things of the world grow dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that we ignore common things like we got to do the dishes, we got to go to work, everyone's got to do their daily grind. But what I'm saying is these things can have a sense of purpose because very, very few people are called to teach the Word of God. 99.9% of those who believe, 99.9% of believers are called to just be who they are in the situation that they're in. God put them there. So, you know what? That's encouraging because we're always trying to look for something out there that we can't get. We're always looking for a land of utopia. If we can just get to the realization, if believers can just get to the realization, it's not going to get better in life.
Yeah, that's its own utopia when you realize that.
And you bring God into, you're with God in your job or whatever it is you do and at home, taking care of children. Then these things become glorious because, you know what, God is working in me. This is my life. I can honor Him here. And I'm going to get a reward of the Diocese of Christ for faithfully serving Him and whatever it is I have to do.
I thought of another song that went along with what you're saying. Hold on loosely to what you've got.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. You can be doing your work. You can be in your marriage. You can be in your job. Or you can be taking care of your kids. But you hold on loosely to everything because this world is a scary place and everything is subject to loss.
Yeah.
And I think when our Lord said that gather up for yourselves treasure in heaven that moth doesn't eat and thief doesn't steal, that's transadministrational truth. That's truth we can live on today.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the more you acquire in this life, it's just it's a dead end occupation trying to get stuff, and I like to have fun, but we're not here to have fun. We're here.
No, it's fun being here, not having fun.
Say what?
Never mind.
It's not always fun being, I don't know what you were saying there, but what I want to say is it's not very fun here sometimes, and
yeah.
we're not supposed to have fun, but if you hold on loosely to things, then I think we can be sort of in the world but not of it. Gosh, where did I get that saying? I think that's in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but read the whole Bible. You'll find it. In the world but not of it. That's what we find ourselves in. When I worked for the post office, I worked at a factory.
John 17, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd have it. I worked at for the U.S. Postal Service, but we had a factory, and we had a mailing unit in the factory. And the beautiful thing was I was in this factory, but not of it. I had my own little office, and I was a postal guy. So the big factory bosses were coming through, and I didn't have to worry about them. They had no jurisdiction over me. And oh, gosh, it reminds me of a verse. We are rescued out of the jurisdiction of darkness and are delivered into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
No, no, you're not. Only if you measure up, do your penance,
oh, you and that,
believe
yeah,
hard enough, blah, blah, blah. Go to church.
Listen to this, Dan, in Colossians 1:12. It's time to give thanks to the Father who makes you competent. You know me. I love those active verbs. I know he doesn't do it.
He doesn't. We do it ourselves.
Oh, we do it ourselves. Yeah. Gosh. Okay. Let me scratch this out of my Bible here. I guess Paul was just on a little.
By the way, are we off topic already?
We're off topic already.
Okay,
listen to
good.
This. Makes you competent. Who makes you competent? I'm going to rally around this verse like you do. It's not out of you. Not out of you. A salvation. He makes you competent for a part of the allotment of the saints in light. Who rescues? This is ongoing present operation, rescues us out of the jurisdiction of darkness and transports us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Transports us? That sounds like some, aren't there these Middle Eastern yogis who can transport you to another realm?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I want to be transported somewhere. That sounds great to me. Well, it has happened according to this verse. Now, what is this that we're transported into? We're rescued out of the jurisdiction of darkness, transported where? I look out my window. Where am I transported to? Into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Yes.
Now, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not a literal kingdom
figurative.
He's speaking
it's
of
figurative.
Here, because I'm looking around, I see the same old crap going on. So I am transported into some kind of figurative kingdom of the Son of His love. If I'm not mistaken, this is a present spiritual power that I have that is protecting me from the jurisdiction of darkness.
And let me just, I have to explain, I can't let that go for our listeners. There are various kingdoms in the Scripture. For instance, the term the kingdom of the heavens, that's a literal kingdom. It replaces kingdoms that went before. They don't. The kingdom of the heavens, according to Daniel 2:44 and Matthew, you know, the one that the Lord proclaimed,
the 1,000-year kingdom,
replaces
kingdoms
that went before. Just like Medo-Persia replaced Babylon, they weren't coexisting. One replaced the other, right?
Yeah.
This is a kingdom that can exist at the same time of earthly jurisdictions. For instance, in Romans 13, we're told to be subject to the superior authorities, right?
Right.
And yet at the same time, we are transferred into the kingdom of the Son.
Now, even now, we're
even
transferred.
Now,
yeah.
Even now.
And it's not
That's
a literal kingdom. It doesn't have a king. Well, it does have a king, but it's a spiritual power. That's all
it's
I know.
It's a jurisdiction.
It's a jurisdiction. The way I picture it is that it's a sheen. There's a sheen around us. This sounds very metaphysical and New Age. I don't mean it to sound that way, but with the Spirit of God living in us, it protects us from the world. We're in it, but not of it. And Satan could be a micron from our face screaming at us, but this power, this spirit, this kingdom that we're transported into is a half a micron from our... there's nothing that can come between us and the Son of His love, who now presently operates in us. And that's why I gave the analogy when I was in that little office within the greater factory. The bosses of that factory could come around, and I could have my feet on my desk eating a bag of potato chips. That's totally hypothetical. No, that's hypothetical. I never did anything like that. But I could. If I did, they had no jurisdiction over me. So I was relaxing, whereas the employees of the factory were, oh, here comes the bosses. But I was in that factory, but they had no jurisdiction over me. And likewise, I'm in this world, but the world has no jurisdiction over me. They can't tell me that I'm wrong. They can't tell me that I'm right. I mean, yeah, at work, your boss can. But again, this transcends everything. You can't escape this. This is a beautiful thing. And it's an awareness that Christ has given us of this kingdom. He has transported. Everybody wants to be transported. Take me away, Calgon. Well, this is it. Transports into the kingdom of the Son of His love. You are there, and you are rescued out of the jurisdiction of darkness. And the only way you can understand this is if the Father makes you competent.
He does. And notice the phrase is only occurs here. It's the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Those are really precious words.
It's almost a heartwarming phrase. We're in a family situation. We're in the kingdom. And this is not a kingdom that has an iron fist.
No, it will be in 1,000 years,
yeah,
but it's not now.
But not now, because we have a standing in grace. We're in this family sphere.
Yeah, and that's a happy time.
It is.
And it's, you notice our
going
Lord,
back to our original comment, you live in this atmosphere. You believe what we just read.
Right.
And you live in this atmosphere. That's why we can say Happy Monday. You know,
true enough.
You know what I'm saying? It helps you, like you pointed out. We go to these verses and enjoy them because, see, doctrine is supposed to help us. It's practical.
Yes. If it's not practical, then what?
Yeah, it helps us to understand these things. Helps us in the daily grind that we go through these things and realize. Look at this. We have been transported. We're there now. It's a figurative.
You have to realize it. You have to think on it, or it doesn't happen.
That's right.
Because if you do the opposite, remember I said the things of the world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. If you don't think of His glory and grace, then the things of the world grow strangely large. So it has the opposite effect too. If you do not pay attention to this, if you do not tell yourself, "I am transported," this is a fact. This is where you fly by your instruments. This is where you just trust what the Word of God says, in spite of what you're feeling, in spite of what you're sensing, in spite of all your circumstances. You escape to this bathtub of the love of God. Calgon.
By the way, the context, which we didn't bring up, this just before this verse that you quoted.
Yeah.
Paul prays. Part of his prayer is that we would be endued with all power. Now think about that. People are always looking for power. They want to do great things. They want to speak in tongues. They want to lay hands on people.
Yeah.
They want to get out of their crappy. They want to be healed. God doesn't want you to be sick. If you're sick, it's because you don't have enough faith.
I want to float.
But notice what it says here.
I want to float.
Being endued with all power in accord with the might of His glory for all endurance. And the word endurance in the Greek is under remaining. To remain under your circumstances.
Requires the power of God's Spirit.
Requires power for all endurance and patience with joy. You see?
Patience with joy.
Yeah.
Joy
and
is
then
not
it
happiness
says,
either.
Giving thanks to the Father who's competent. He's trained.
And joy is not necessarily happiness.
No, it's not.
Joy is not happiness. Happiness is like artificial sweetener. Joy is
I don't think Paul laughed when he got whooped.
No.
But he had joy.
Because of the, even our Lord says, for the joy set before Him endures the cross.
Yeah.
Right? And so He had His eyes on something that was not on the earth. He held very loosely to the things of this world.
Yeah.
And that's my recommendation for the listener. Hold on loosely to what you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hold on tight.
Believe these things. But what we just read to you, believe these things. They're not academic. Believe them. This is Dan Sheridan. You can find me at crossandthrone.com.
Oh, remind me tomorrow to start the show talking about the word son, the Son of His love. Got to do that. I forgot. Oh, I'm Martin Zender.
I'm Dan Sheridan.
I'm at martinzender.com.
And since Martin Zender
can
tell you his website, don't go to his website. Go to mine. Go to paulsofangel.com.
No, go to martinzender.com.
Go to paulsofangel.com. 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 paulsofangel.com.